In today's scripture reading, we will read John chapter 5, verses 1 through 47. In these verses, we first find Jesus healing a man on the Sabbath. This was one of many run-ins that Jesus had with the religious elite of Israel. When he does this, in verse 17, he equates himself with the Father. He says, "My Father is working until now, and I myself am working." He's saying, "I can do these things because I am the one who created the Sabbath." Ultimately, this is one of the biggest arguments between him and the Jewish religious elite. Who is the Lord of the Sabbath? Obviously, both would agree that the Father is the Lord of the Sabbath, but Jesus is claiming that he is the Lord of the Sabbath because he and the Father are one. The Jews wanted to kill him because he was not only breaking the Sabbath, but he was also calling God his own Father, making himself equal with God. As we consider these verses, as we consider the truth claim that the Lord gave, that he is, in fact, equal with the Father, that he is, in fact, 100% God, 100% man. He is the one who has been sent from the Father. That is the main dividing line, is what we believe about the Son of God. He claimed to be God himself. He claimed to be God in the vernacular, God in the bod. And we need to meditate on what this means. It means that God dwelled with us in the person of Jesus Christ. John has already made that claim. So as we read this text, I pray that you will, I hope that you will meditate on the person of Jesus Christ, that you will meditate on the truth that he is fully God and fully man. We can't understand it completely. We can only say that this is the truth that we see in God's word. I hope that you will take some time to meditate on his word and meditate on the fact that he came to save sinners, and he came to save you. He came to take upon himself the sin of mankind, the sin of humanity, so that we would not have to suffer the wrath of God for our sin. He took it upon himself. What a wonderful truth as we read through John chapter 4, verses 1 through 47. After these things, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is in Jerusalem by the sheep gate a pool, which is called in Hebrew Bethesda, having five porticos. In these lay a multitude of those who were sick, blind, lame, and withered, waiting for the moving of the waters. For an angel of the Lord went down at certain seasons into the pool and stirred up the water, whoever then first, after the stirring up of the water, stepped in and was made well from whatever sickness with which he was afflicted. A man was there who had been sick for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there, and he knew that he had already been sick a long time, and he said to him, "Do you wish to get well?" The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up, but while I am coming, another steps down before me." And Jesus said to him, "Get up, pick up your mat, and walk." And immediately the man became well, and picked up his mat, and began to walk. Now it was the Sabbath on that day. So the Jews were saying to the man who had been healed, "It is the Sabbath. It is not lawful for you to carry your mat." But he answered them, "He who made me well was the one who said to me, 'Pick up your mat and walk.'" They asked him, "Who is the man who said to you, 'Pick up your mat and walk'?" But the man who was healed did not know who it was, for Jesus had slipped away while there was a crowd in that place. Afterward, Jesus found him in the temple and said to him, "Behold, you have become well. Do not sin any more, so that nothing worse happens to you." The man went away and disclosed to the Jews that it was Jesus who had made him well. And for this reason, the Jews were persecuting Jesus because he was doing these things on the Sabbath. But he answered them, "My Father is working until now, and I myself am working." For this reason, therefore, the Jews were seeking all the more to kill him, because he was not only breaking the Sabbath, but was also calling God his own Father, making himself equal with God. Therefore, Jesus answered and was saying to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, The Son can do nothing from himself unless it is something he sees the Father doing. For whatever the Father does, these things the Son also does in the same manner. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all things that he himself is doing. And the Father will show him greater works than these, so that you will marvel. For just as the Father raises the dead and gives them life, even so the Son also gives life to whom he wishes. For not even the Father judges anyone, but he has given all judgment to the Son, so that all will honor the Son even as they honor the Father. He who does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and does not come into judgment, but has passed out of death into life. Truly, truly, I say to you, an hour is coming and now is when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For just as the Father has life in himself, even so he gave to the Son also to have life in himself. And he gave him authority to execute judgment, because he is the Son of Man. Do not marvel at this, for an hour is coming, in which all who are in the tombs will hear his voice, and will come forth, those who did the good deeds to a resurrection of life, those who committed the evil deeds to a resurrection of judgment. I can do nothing for myself. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is righteous, because I do not seek my own will, but the will of him who sent me. If I alone bear witness about myself, my witness is not true. There is another who bears witness about me, and I know the witness which he gives about me is true. You have sent to John, and he has borne witness to this truth. But the witness I receive is not from man, but I say these things so that you may be saved. He was the lamp that was burning and shining, and you were willing to rejoice for a little while in his light. But the witness I have is greater than the witness of John. For the works which the Father has given me to finish, the very works that I do, bear witness about me, that the Father has sent me. And the Father who sent me, he has borne witness about me. You have neither heard his voice at any time, nor seen his form. And you do not have his word abiding in you, for you do not believe him whom he sent. You search the scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life. It is these that bear witness about me, and you are unwilling to come to me so that you may have life. I do not receive glory from men, but I know you, that you do not have the love of God in yourselves. I have come in my Father's name, and you do not receive me. If another comes in his own name, you will receive him. How can you believe when you receive glory from one another and you do not seek the glory that is from the only God? Do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. The one who accuses you is Moses, in whom you have set your hope. For if you believe Moses, you would believe me, for he wrote about me. But if you do not believe his writings, how will you believe my words?